الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our readings in the book كتاب التوحيد by the great scholar الشيخ محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. In our previous class we were discussing the أقسام of توحيد. التوحيد ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام. That التوحيد is divided into three types. And we looked at the first type of التوحيد. It is توحيد الربوبية. And the ulama, they mentioned in summarization that توحيد الربوبية, we have to understand three parts. We have to understand three parts to understand the reality of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Who can remind us of those three parts?
Al-Malik.
Al-Khalq wal-Mulk wal-Tadbir. Al-Khalq wal-Mulk wal-Tadbir. To summarize the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, then we have to understand these three issues. إفراد الله سبحانه وتعالى بالخلق والملك والتدبير. To single out Allah alone سبحانه وتعالى with the fact that He is the only creator who created all things. And to single out Allah سبحانه وتعالى alone with the fact that He is the one who has the dominion and the kingdom in His hand and all things belong to Him سبحانه وتعالى alone with no partners. And that He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of His creation. تبارك وتعالى. So then Allah, He is نفريد الله سبحانه وتعالى بالخلق والملك والتدبير. These are the three issues to understand in general. توحيد الربوبية. This is the توحيد of the actions of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نفريده بأفعاله سبحانه وتعالى من الخلق والإحياء والإماتة وغير ذلك من أفعاله سبحانه وتعالى. We single him out in his actions, like providing and giving provision and creating and giving life and giving death and sending rain and the likes. This is all from the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshaAllah, we will discuss the next type of at-tawheed. Tawheed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi asma'ihi wa sifati. In general, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with regards to His beautiful names and most lofty and elevated attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a methodology with regards to understanding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes. توحيد الله سبحانه وتعالى في أسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا. Who knows the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah with regards to this in general? أيوة. نعم. قريب. نعم.
ولا تأويل ولا تحريف.
أيوة. Anybody else? Everybody heard him. نثبت لله تعالى ما أثبت لنفسه وما أثبت له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل. In this manner. على حد قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So the general understanding and the principle that every Muslim must understand with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we affirm for Him what He has affirmed for Himself. نُثْبِتُ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ مَا أَثْبَتَ لِنَفْسِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Who will know better about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His names and His attributes than Himself? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who knows about Himself and other than Him. He has knowledge of all things about himself and about his creation. So the one that knows and can inform us of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, is himself, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he revealed a lot of information about himself in his book. And after that, so we affirm for Allah what he has affirmed for himself with regards to his names and his attributes. And then, وَنُثْبِتُ مَا أَثْبَتَ لَهُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And likewise, we affirm for him what his messenger has affirmed for him from names and attributes. So this means that any name or any attribute that has come in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we affirm it. We affirm it. But there's a manner to affirm it. There's a manner to affirm it. We affirm it, but at the same time, min ghayri tahreef. These four words, we have to understand them. Every Muslim should learn them. There's four words here that's coming. So we affirm these attributes for Allah. And we affirm these names of Allah Azza wa Jal that he affirmed for himself. And that his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for him. But how do we affirm them? First, min ghayri tahrif. Tahrif, min harrafa. To distort or change the meaning. To distort the meaning away from the original understanding. For example, to say that hand means strength. Hand means strength. Like this. This is changing the meaning. Everybody knows what hand means. In the Arabic language, yad means hand. And in English language, hand means hand. And everybody has a general understanding of the meaning of this word. Although the hand of a human differs from the hand of a monkey, and the hand of a monkey differs from the hand of a clock. Clock has hands too, right? And we call it hand. But whenever we think of the hand of the clock, we never think of the hand of a human being. Never does it occur in your mind, in your resemblance. If we can affirm this in the creation, then how about the difference between the creation and the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the case, we don't make any tahrif. We don't distort the meaning from the original understanding. As for how the hand is, we don't know. That comes. As for how the sifat is, we don't know. Na'am, but we affirm it. Min ghayri tahrif. At-tahrif, this is the way of the Yahud. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ الْمُوَاضِعِ. They distort the words from the different meaning. Another example of tahrif, they change the letters. They say istiwa means istawla. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَاتِ. What ma'ani? They distort the meanings and they distort the words. La, this is not permissible. We affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself without changing or distorting the meaning. Without changing or distorting the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described himself with. Naam. وَمِنْ غَيْرِ التَّعْطِيلِ أَيْضًا لَا نُعَطِيلُ صِفَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. We don't also deny them. We don't deny them. We affirm them. We affirm them in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. نُثْبِتُهَا كَمَا يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. We affirm them for him in a manner befitting his majesty. So we do not change the meaning or distort the meaning. من غير تحريف. And we do not deny the meaning. We do not deny the meaning. Some people who have ascribed to Islam, they say, له سمع بلا سمع وعلم بلا علم وبصر بلا بصر. They said, he hears without hearing and he sees without seeing. He has seen without seeing, and he has knowledge without knowledge. Na'udhu billah. And in reality, the one who makes tahrif, he made ta'fil. Because he changed the meaning from the original meaning, so he denied the original meaning. So these things, the murattaba, hadhihi al-umur, al-arba, murattaba, ba'duha ala ba'd. Whoever made the tahrif, he made ta'fil. He denied the original meaning. Whoever said that the hand, bal yadahu mabsutatan. Whoever said that the hand means power, quwwah, then he denied the actual hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't do this and we don't do that. We don't make tahrif and change the meaning and distort the meaning or the words, and we also don't deny them. We affirm them for him subhanahu wa ta'ala without doing this. وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. And also without any... We don't ask how. لَنُكَيِّفُ صِفَاتِهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. We don't ask how. كيف. How are the sifat? We don't say how they are. We don't ask how they are. The Salaf, they didn't ask how they are. The Sahaba, they didn't ask how they are. This is not the way. In the time of Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, there was a man who came and asked him how. Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa, kayf? He said this question. He became furious. He became angry. He became upset, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he responded to him. And he said, as for al-istiwa, then it is ma'loom. And this is the manhaj and methodology of Ahlul Sunnah fi jami'i sifatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of his attributes. Al-Imam Malik, he set the scale, the measuring stick, the manner, and the methodology in which we understand the sifat. He said, al-istiwa ma'loom, yani al-ma'na ma'loom, na'rifu ma'na istiwa, al-irtifa, su'ud, to go up, to be up, to elevate. He said that istiwa is ma'loom, meaning the meaning of istiwa is known. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولُ. But how is the istiwa of Allah is unknown. وَالْإِمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. وَالْإِمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. And to believe in it is an obligation. So then all of the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we believe, لَا نُكَيِّفُهَا. We don't say how. We understand the original meaning, and we affirm it for Allah Azza wa Jalla in a manner befitting His Majesty. We don't know how they are. We don't say كيف. We don't say how. Also, من غيري تمثيل. And we don't make an example either. Making an example, meaning, for example, to make an example says, this hearing is like that hearing, or this seeing is like that seeing, or this hand is like that hand, or this knowledge is like that knowledge. This is called تمثيل أو تشبيه. We don't do this with the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing resembling him whatsoever. There's nothing like unto his likeness. So here in this noble verse, this is the verse. Every Muslim should memorize this verse to understand the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. هذه الآية الكريمة قاعدة في فهم صفاته سبحانه وتعالى. This is a principle. This verse right here is a principle in understanding the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. ليس كمثله شيء. So here we have negation, تنزيه. There's nothing like him whatsoever. وهو السميع البصير. And here is affirmation. But he is the all-hearing and all-knowing. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has affirmed for himself that he has hearing, and he has affirmed for himself that he has seeing. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But he negated that he has a مَثِيل. لَيْسَ كَمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. He has negated that he has any likeness or anything that is like him. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٍ. There's nothing resembling him whatsoever. There's nothing comparing to him whatsoever. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not make rivals or peers with him in any aspect of his tawheed subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's nothing like him. There's nothing that is compared to him. There's nothing resembling him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in his essence. لَيْسَ فِي ذَاتِهِ. And not in his attributes. And the ulama, they say, الْكَلَامِ فِي الصِّفَاتِ فَرْعٌ عَنِ الْكَلَامِ فِي الذَّاتِ. في ذاته المقدسة سبحانه وتعالى, he has an essence. Everyone affirms this. His essence, his that. سبحانه وتعالى, how is it? We don't know. So we don't say how like this. We never seen him سبحانه وتعالى. الإيمان بالله من الإيمان بالغيب. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. From the first attributes of the believers. Of the muttaqeen, those who Allah has prepared paradise for them, is that they believe in the unseen. And from the first affairs of this is believing in the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has seen him, and no one has seen his attributes, and no one has seen anything comparable to him. So how could they speak about him or his attributes unless they have a reliable source to be informed about him? And this is the manner of understanding something. Turuq al-idraq. And how do you comprehend something? There's three ways the ulama, they mention, in order to comprehend an issue. Something. We want to comprehend something. A new car. We want to comprehend an idea. Or some new invention. Or something that in the dunya, for example. In order to comprehend something, you have to either have al-mu'ayyana. And to shahiduhu bi'ayunikum. And to shahiduhu. بِعَيُنِكُمْ. That you see it with your eyes. If you see something with your eyes, you can realize and understand how it is. This is the first way to understand something and to comprehend something, to see it. You see it? Now you know how it is. طيب, maybe you can't see it. But the other way to understand something and to get a comprehension or understanding about something is to have مقايسه and to شاهد شبيهه أو نظيره, to see something that is resembling to it, and then to make an example or analogy. For example, maybe somebody didn't see the new Ferrari, but he seen the old Ferrari. So they see the new Ferrari that came out. MashaAllah. No, I haven't seen it. Oh, it's like this one, but it only has this on the end. Or it has this, but they added this to it. Oh, okay. Then you can kind of comprehend and have a picture in your mind how it is, like this. Have you ever been to Indonesia? No, I haven't, but it's kind of like this land. Have you been? Yes, I've seen it. Oh, yeah, it's like this. They have mountains. You've seen mountains? Yeah, I've seen. So you can make muqayasa and then try to arrive to understanding and comprehending any the reality of something like this. So if somebody has never seen it, there's something that he never saw in his life, and he never saw anything like it. If he were to speak about it, what would he be doing? Imagine, right? An individual, he never, we want to talk about, for example, yani a phone. He's never seen a person who never seen a cell phone. Somebody who's very old, maybe lived in the desert, for example. He never seen a cell phone. He's never seen anything that's resembled to a cell phone. What if he starts speaking about cell phones? What is this speech coming from? Hawa. Tkhayulat. And he's making stuff up. Speaking from complete desires. He never seen it. He never seen anything like it to resemble it. He has no clue how it is. So for this person to speak right here, he's speaking from his desires and his whims, and he's making up stuff. And this is a must. There's no way. How could he speak about it if he never seen it? How could he speak about it if he never seen anything resembling to it? He has no clue about the issue whatsoever. So then for the one to speak about this, this one is called Safi. He's a fool. Anybody would know that. So speaking about stuff that he has no clue about. So, طيب, the only other way to understand is for somebody to have a khabar, to be informed about it. Okay, he never seen it. He doesn't have a resemblance. Khalas, then maybe he can be informed about it. Then if he speaks about what he heard somebody else speaking about, there's still an issue. And that is that the one who informed him, is he reliable? Is he trustworthy? If so, then inshallah he will be upon khayr. But if not, then we can't accept his khabar either, because he's taken it from an unreliable source. So then there's three ways to understand the reality of something. And that is to see it, or to see something that is similar to it and making comparison, or to have information and to be informed about it. Somebody would tell you about it. And for this one to be accepted, it must come from a reliable source. الخبر لابد أن يأتي أو يرد عن طريق مأموم. It has to come on a reliable source. It can't come from a liar or from somebody who is misguided or from somebody who is untrustworthy. If they give information, it's not accepted. جاءكم فاسقون بنبأ فتبينوا. This is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal. So then there's only three ways. What are they again? المعينة, to see it, مشاهدة.
To see something similar.
المقايسة, to make a قياس, to see something similar. In comparison. And then? خبر. خبر, to have information. With regards to the خبر, it has to be from a reliable source. طيب. This understanding here, this is how we understand all of the affairs of the unseen. At the head of them, and most important, the affairs of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, his names and his attributes. We have never seen him subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor have we seen his attributes. But if we obey him, then we will see him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who see him tabarak wa ta'ala. طيب, but in this dunya, no one has seen him. أَنَّ أَرَاهُ حجابه نور. The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't even see him with his eyes. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one has seen him, and no one has seen anything like him. Compare, there's nothing. ليس كمثله شيء ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. There's nothing resembling him. There's nothing comparing. There's nothing resembling him. There's nothing to be compared to him. He has no shabih. He has no nadir. He has no mathil. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the only way we can speak or understand about Allah Azza wa Jalla or speak about him is how? From the khabar. From the khabar. So where does the khabar come from? From Allah Azza wa Jal and from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yarhamukullah. بالمناسبة, the ulama, they mentioned that with regards to Tashmit al-Atlas, whenever a brother, a Muslim, sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, then it's wajib ala jami'i man sami'ahu an yushamitahu. It's not like Radd al-Salam. Radd al-Salam, if somebody comes in now, gives salam, and one person gives salam, suffices everybody. Everybody doesn't have to respond. It's the right of a Muslim, Radd al-Salam, min hukuk, al-Muslim al-Muslim. Wa aydan tashmit al-Atis. Al-Atis, whenever a person sneezes, to say, and he says, Alhamdulillah, you say to him, Yahamukallah. But the ulama, they mentioned that with the regards to this one, the one who hears him, they all must respond. Everyone must respond to him. So it's not like the returning salam. The one who hears the one who sneezes from his brother, al-Muslim. And he says, Alhamdulillah, it's obligatory for him to say, Yarhamukallah, that's his right. It's not suffice that one would say it for the group. Rather, each one must say it. And Allah knows best. Because of this, I heard Shaykh Ali ibn Zayd, Hafidhullah al-Madkhali, mentioned about his father. He said about his father, Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that if somebody sneezed, he should say Alhamdulillah out loud, where the people could hear him. That way, the sunnah could be practiced. As for if one were to say Alhamdulillah to himself and nobody hears him, if you don't hear them say Alhamdulillah, that's not legislated to make tashmid. To say to him, Yarhamukallah. Naam. Barakallah fikum. So this is from the rights of a Muslim. And fulfilling the rights of the creation is from that Allah has given them is from fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is from the rights of Tawheed. The completion of Tawheed is to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights and to give the creation their rights. Aywa. Alhamdulillah. So we see that the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, we've never seen them or seen something resembling to them. To the only way we can understand them is from an tariq al-khabr, by way of information. And the information that we have that is authentic about Allah Azza wa Jal is in His book. So this is how we see that we say, the ulama, they mention and clarify, نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَبِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ في كتابه وبما وصف به نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم في سنته الصحيحة. So we believe in what he has described himself with, because this is the khabar that we have. Who knows better about him than him? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best about His names and attributes and His sifat. And then after that, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. We don't make a resemblance. We don't liken them to the creation. We don't say how they are. And we don't interpret them to mean this or to mean that. We affirm the original meaning, and we don't say how. So we understand the meaning of the word, wajh, the meaning of the word, yad, the meaning of the word, ilm, the meaning of the word, rahma. We understand the meanings of these words, but as for how they are with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't understand that. So we understand the original meaning, then after that we make tafweel. Of the kayf, we understand the ma'na, the meaning, but we don't know how the reality is. So we entrust the reality of how it is to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then to summarize it, we would say this, that we affirm for Allah and we believe in His attributes in a manner befitting His majesty. This is the correct way. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى نُثْبِتُهَا كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ. We affirm them in a manner befitting His Majesty. As for how they are, we don't know. How does He hear? We don't know. How does He see? We don't know. How does He have knowledge? How does He have mercy? We don't know. This is, we don't know. So we entrust the how it is to Allah Azza wa Jal. What do we say? We say we believe in them as they have come in a manner befitting His Majesty. In a manner befitting His Majesty. We know that He doesn't see like we see. He doesn't see like a camera sees. He doesn't see like an eagle sees. He doesn't see like an ant sees. He doesn't see it in this manner. Nothing resembling the creation. Then somebody says, how? We say to them, in a manner befitting His Majesty. In a manner befitting His Majesty. Alhamdulillah. And this is yani, from the ease in the way, in the methodology of Ahl Sunnah. We don't try to pretend that we have knowledge that we don't have, or try to be philosophical and interpret things based upon what one might find or think that is good and the likes like this or that. We just affirm it in a manner befitting His Majesty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we see the author, now he begins, and we read, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kitab al-Tawheed, wa qawli Allah Ta'ala, wa ma khalaqatu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun, wa qawlihi, wa laqad ba'athna fi kulli ummatin rasulan an i'budu Allah wa ijtanibu at-taghut. Al-Aya. Wa qawlihi, wa qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil-walidayni ihsana. Al-Aya. وقوله واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا الآية. The author, he mentioned beginning with these four verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kitab al-Tawheed, the book of Tawheed, and the statement of Allah the Most High, and I have not created the jinn and mankind except to worship me alone. And his statement, and verily we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah alone and stay away from at-taghut, everything that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And his statement, and your Lord has commanded and decreed that you should not worship anyone except for Him, and that you should be good to your parents. And his statement, and worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with Him. And do not associate partners with Him whatsoever. The author, in this introduction, what is corrected by this portion of the book, and Allah knows best, is that this is an introduction. This is not the first chapter. Some of the books, who has the text with them? Does this, the ones who have the text with them, does it say Al-Bab al-Awwal? How many chapters does it, do you have then, total? 66. Sahih? How many chapters does it mention? Aywa, Aysa Shar. Aywa, that's good. You can benefit from that. In some of the texts, or the prints that have been collected, they might say chapter 1. Other ones in the next chapter, it says chapter 1, which is the Babu Fadl Tawheedi wa ma yukafiru min al-dhunub. In reality, this is the first chapter. And this chapter here, Kitab al-Tawheed, this is a muqaddima. And this is an introduction. So if that's the case, if we counted this as a first chapter, there would be 67 chapters in the book. If we count this as the muqaddimah, and Allah knows best, this is the muqaddimah and not the actual chapter, then there are 66 chapters of the book. This is a muqaddimah, introduction. And the author, he has summarized in a great manner, Kitab al-Tawheed, and the statement of Allah the Most High. And the statement of Allah the Most High. And the statement of Allah the Most High in this manner. He has summarized for us this book. And he has summarized for us the affairs of Tawheed. And he is clarifying for us that the reality of Tawheed is that this is why we were created. That this is why we were created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not send any, or there has not come any nation except there was a messenger who proclaimed this to them and who had clarified this to him. That if somebody were to say, for example, why are we created? What would we say? To worship Him alone. Khalas, did He leave us to figure out how to worship Him alone by ourselves? Figure it out by ourselves. What did He do? وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. He sent messengers to clarify how to do it. So He has created us for the purpose of worship. He didn't entrust us to ourselves to figure that out. Rather, He sent us messengers to clarify that. We have been commanded to worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. This is a command from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be held accountable for that. and will be held accountable for that. So we see that from the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We see that Allah has clarified the wisdom in the creation of the jinn and the mankind. Allah has clarified the wisdom in the creation of the jinn and the mankind, and that is to worship Him. And that is to worship Him. But there are other verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah has mentioned the wisdom from creating the creation. For example, Allah has said in His book, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. Allah, He is the one who created the seven heavens and from the earth the likes thereof. And His command descends between them. And then He said, لِتَعْلَمُوا. He created the seven heavens and the seven earths, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His command descends. What does He say? لِتَعْلَمُوا. So that you know. He created the seven heavens and the seven and the earth so that you may know. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّهُ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. فَبَيَّنَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ أَنَّهُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لِنَعْرِفَ صِفَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَنُعُوتَهُ. So that we may know Him. So from the creation of the heavens and the earth, from the wisdom behind the creation of the heavens and the earth is Tawheed al-ilmi. At-tawheed al-ilmi. Tawheed al-rububiyyah wal-isma'i wal-sifat. So this verse clarifies that Allah created the heavens and the earth, the seven heavens and the seven earths, so that we may know, so that you may know that He has the power to do all things, and so that you may know that He has knowledge, that His knowledge encompasses all things. This is in the Tawheed al-ilmi, at-tawheed al-ilmi, the Tawheed al-rububiyyah, and the Tawheed al-asma'i wal-sifat. Naam? Likewise, He clarified that He created the jinn and the mankind to worship Him alone. Likewise, in many verses in His book, He clarified that He created the creation to try them and to test them. For example, who knows a verse? Several verses. Aywa, that's one of them. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That we have made everything in the earth as an adornment to test them to see who is best indeed. He is the one who created the death and the life to test you to see who is best indeed. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. So somebody may see all of these verses Allah created. In one verse He said He created the jinn to worship Him alone and the mankind to worship Him alone. In another verse He created the heavens and the earth so that He can be known, and that so that you can know that He has the ability to do all things and that His knowledge encompasses all things. In another verse He created the death and the life so that He may test you to see who is best indeed. In another verse, the heavens and the earth, it all belongs to Him in order to recompense those who do good with good and those who do evil, eat with evil. So then a person, he may not understand this properly or think that there is some type of ta'arud or contradiction. Al-Imam al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great mufassir of our time, Shaykh of Armashaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to this. He has a book called Adwa al-Bayan. And it is with regards to tafsir of the Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Tafsir of the Qur'an bil-Qur'an. And making an explanation of the verses of the Qur'an with the verses of the Qur'an, which is the highest and the best and the first means and level of making tafsir of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. He mentioned here with regards to this verse, it's a very important benefit. With regards to وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى التَّحْقِيقُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ فِي مَعْنَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He said, what is the precise understanding? InshaAllah, with the understanding of this verse, I have not created the jinn and the mankind except to worship me alone. He said, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, because we know إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For example, what is one meaning? إِلَّا لِيُوَحِدُونَ, as Ibn Abbas said, except to single me out in worship. Another tafsir they have mentioned, إِلَّا لِأَمُرَهُمْ وَأَنْهَاهُمْ. ولا ليقروا بتوحيدي أو عبادتي. All of this has, these meanings have come from the Salaf. So he is gathering them together and he is saying the meaning. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, the proper understanding. He says, أي إِلَّا لِآمُرَهُمْ بِعِبَادَتِي. First thing. I created them so that I can command them with my worship. وَأَبْتَلِيَهُمْ أَيْ أَخْتَبِرُهُمْ بِالتَّكَالِيفِ, and that I can try them and test them with obligations and accountability. ثُمَّ أُجَازِيَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ, and then I will recompense them for their deeds. إِنْ خَيْرًا فَخَيْرٌ وَإِنْ شَرًّا فَشَرٌّ. If it's good, then it's good. And if it's bad, then it's bad. So then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the creation and He created us. And our purpose of our creation is that we can worship Him. And in order to perform this worship, so He has made commandments and prohibitions. He has made commandments and prohibitions. And then, so this means there's responsibility and there's accountability. So we are created for this purpose and we are tested with regards to this. And then there will be a recompense with regards to this. Because the result of the test is only going to show by rewarding the one who does good with good and by recompensing the one who does bad with bad. This is the natija, this is the result. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created us in order to command us to worship Him alone and for us to worship Him alone. And He has tried us and tested us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving us accountability, thus giving us commandments and prohibitions. The greatest commandment is to worship Him alone, at Tawheed. And the greatest prohibition is to associate partners with Him in Shirk. And there are other commandments likewise and other prohibitions that we are tried and tested with. And then there will be accountability with regards to this. There will be accountability with regards to this. He says, because Allah Azza wa Jal, He said that, He mentioned the verse, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ثم بين الحكمة في ذلك فقال ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وقال الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وقال إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا. فهذا تفسير لقوله ليعبدوه. هذا تفسير لقوله ليعبدوه. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, that the meaning of except to worship me alone, except that I can command them with worship, and that I can test them with obligations and accountability, and that I can recompense them based upon that. He said, because Allah says that He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and His throne is above the water. And then Allah mentioned the wisdom behind this, and He says, in order to test you to see who is best indeed. And so mentioned here the creation of the heavens and the earth in order to test you to see who is best indeed. And Allah says He is the one who created the death and the life in order to test you to see who is best indeed. And Allah says that we have made everything on the earth as an adornment for them in order to test them to see who is best indeed. So He says this is the tafsir. These verses are a tafsir, an explanation of the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship me. So He says, وَمَعْلُومٌ أَنَّ نَتِيجَةَ الْعَمَلِ الْمَقْسُودِ لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِجَزَاءِ الْمُحْسِنِ بِإِحْسَانِهِ وَالْمُسِيءِ بِإِسَاءَتِهِ وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. He said, and what is known that the result of the deed or the action that is intended is not complete except by recompensing the one who does good with good and the one who does evil with evil. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He created the creation to worship Him alone. And He has tried them and tested them and made an imtila and an ikhtibar based upon that by giving them obligations. The result of that cannot be clear until there is a jaza, until there is a recompense. So then all of these understanding of these verses, they go back to the understanding of this verse. لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us to worship Him alone. And this worship, and the understanding of this worship, there is the obligation of complying to commandments and prohibitions. And then there is a recompense with regards to that. The one who does good, he will be rewarded with good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. And the one who does bad, he will be recompensed with the like thereof. Shaykh al-Shanqithi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, وقد أنكر تعالى على الإنسان حسبانه وظنه أنه يترك سدى أي مهملا لم يؤمر ولم ينهى وبين أنه ما نقله من طور إلى طور حتى أوجده إلا ليبعثه بعد الموت أي ويجازيه على عمله قال تعالى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى Allah Azza wa Jal, He has refuted and He has reprimanded the individual, the human being, for thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him for no purpose. And Allah reprimands and scolds the one who thinks this, that there's no purpose, that we will just be alive and then die, and in the end there's no recompense. Naam, that Allah has brought him from nothing into a fetus, and from a fetus to a baby, and from a baby to a boy, and from a boy to a man, and like this, in all these different stages, from weakness to strength, and from strength back to weakness, and the likes thereof, all of this for nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has reprimanded the person who thinks like this. Ankara alayhi subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيَحْسَبُ الْأَنْسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى Does a person think that he'll be left without any care? أَيْ لَا يُنْهَى وَلَا يُؤْمَرْ وَلَا يُنْهَى There's no commandments and there's no prohibitions. So this is not the case. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created us for a great purpose. He has created us for a great wisdom. And that is to worship Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا لِيُوَحِدُونَ إِلَّا لِأَمُرَهُمْ وَأَنْهَاهُمْ وَابْتَلِيَهُمْ بِالتَّكَالِيفِ ثُمَّ أُجَازِيَهُمْ عَلَى عَمَلِهِمْ فَمَنْ عَمِلَ خَيْرًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ خَيْرٌ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ شَرًّا فَجَزَاؤُهُ شَرًّا فَجَزَاؤُهُ شَرٌّ Now this is the case. So whoever does good, whoever passes the test, and in the purpose of creation, then he has a good, he'll be recompensed with good. And whoever does not pass the test, then he'll be recompensed with evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we understand this verse now? Why did Allah create the creation? Why did Allah create the people? What is the meaning of إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except to worship Him alone. But what is the reality of that worship? That there are commandments and prohibitions. تَكَالِيف تَكَالِيف means responsibilities and accountability. Accountability, their responsibility, awamir, wal nawahi. This is something that is great in the heart of a Muslim. The commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jal. من تعظيم الله عز وجل تعظيم أوامره ونواهيه. From magnifying, respecting, honoring, and from the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is venerating His commandments and His prohibitions. Having a high rank and status, the commandments and the prohibitions, a Muslim would feel like he would never want to fall short in the obligations. And whenever he does, he will feel sad and sorry, and he'll have remorse and regret, and they will hasten to tawbah and repentance. This is ibadah. This is why we were created. Likewise, a Muslim, he would dread and never want to fall into that which he has been prohibited from. And if he did, he would feel bad, and he would repent, and he would have remorse, and he would hasten to return to Allah Azza wa Jal and seek His mercy and repentance. This is the way we were created for this, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and we are held accountable. There are commandments and prohibitions. There are things I can do and cannot do. There are things I can say and cannot say. This is ibadah. This is ibadah. At-tadallul. That we comply and that we submit. نستسلم لربنا سبحانه وتعالى باستسلام لأوامره ونواهيه سبحانه وتعالى. We comply to Him, we submit to Him, we humble ourselves by complying to His commandments. And there is a recompense over this. There is a recompense over this. We shouldn't ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has raised this human being from being nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anybody who has a child, who has a small brother, he can remember before he had the child, before he had the brother or sister, that there was no, for example, if his name is Abdullah, there was no Abdullah. A person can remember the days there was no Abdullah. Not even a thought that there would be a child named Abdullah. And then the bushra comes, the mother or the wife is pregnant. And then Abdullah comes. He grows in the womb from this fluid that Allah has described in His book as Maheen. He grows from this fluid. And then he grows from that fluid to the alaqa, and from the alaqa to the mudgha. And then we clothe him. We give him idam, and then we clothe the bones with flesh, and then he comes out as a baby, not knowing anything, and he grows and grows and grows, all of these stages. نعم تترك أبونا طبقا عن طبق. Like there's all these stages like this until he becomes big and he can get money and he can talk and he can all of the, and then in the end there's nothing. And then in the end the one that grows up, the Abdullah, he does good, and the Abdullah, the other Abdullah, he lies and he cheats and he steals, and this Abdullah, he prays and he's good and he obeys Allah and he lowers his gaze. In the end it's all the same for them. Huh? تعالى الله الملك الحق. No. Allah, He gave this great concern in nourishing and raising in His creation, created all of this for us, and then nourished us from this fetus and from this fluid to a fetus, and then the likes to a baby and to a man and an adult, or a woman and an adult. And then in the end, the one who does good and lives according to what He has commanded, he will have the same reward as the one who was foul and wicked. Abadan. The one who has the wisdom to create this creation like this and the knowledge to create this creation like this, it is not befitting to think that about him. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Did we not create him from this fluid? This fluid, this lowly fluid, that he would be left suda, that he would be left with no purpose. Brother, there is a great purpose, and that is to comply to his commandments, and that there will be accountability. A Muslim has to keep this on his mind and understand that he will be held accountable, and that what he says and what he does is for him or against him. And he has to strive and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see him wherever he is. This is called muraqabah. And this is ihsan, and this is the highest level of reaching the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to worship him alone. That worship has ranks and statuses and levels. The highest of that is to remember him at all times and to know that he is seeing us and hearing us, and that we are held accountable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that He has created us for this purpose, and that He has sent messengers to us to convey that to every generation and every jil and every qarn. There has come a messenger clarifying the same thing. أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّن إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. This is the call of all of the messengers that came with the same thing. Allah commanded us to worship Him alone. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And will be held accountable for that. And will be held accountable for that. لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا أَمِلُوا وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. And we stop here today. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدَكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.